which is how Tom Massey betrayed America, betrayed you, and betrayed your children.
This is the most unhinged video I've ever seen. Betrayed your children? All right, everybody. I hope we're all learning similar lessons about the insidiousness of money in U.S. politics as we watch primary election after primary election, where special interest groups hijack and distort the results of a Democratic election by pouring tens of millions of dollars into it. Last night, a small race in Kentucky, or I guess what should have been a small race in Kentucky's 4th district, ended up turning into a national spectacle where everybody was paying attention and over $30 million were poured into it against a single candidate. One more time, $32 million to be exact, were poured into this Kentucky 4th district election, all because Republican Representative Thomas Massey voted some ways that Trump didn't like. Thomas Massey voted, number one, to release the Epstein files when most other Republicans wouldn't vote for it. And then Thomas Massey voted to actually put a check on Donald Trump's disastrous Iran war. Not to like end the war, not to hold Trump back, but to just have congressional authorization and oversight into Donald Trump's disastrous war. So Thomas Massey of Kentucky's 4th District votes with Republicans 91% of the time. But Donald Trump's Republican Party demands 100% loyalty, or else they are going to use the most distortionary and insidious mechanisms in U.S. politics to kick you out. Whether it's Donald Trump threatening your family, like he did to Marjorie Taylor Greene, he literally threatened Marjorie's son, according to her, or whether it's them spending $32 million to primary you, they want to make sure they have 100% loyalty in their party. And now all of Donald Trump's largest stooges, sorry for the jump scare on screen with Stephen Miller, but all of his largest stooges are coming out and just frothing at the mouth, talking about Thomas Massey running victory laps now that Thomas Massey lost, or just calling to continue the distortionary takeover of money in American politics. I mean, look at Stephen Miller in this photo. Is that a dent in his hat, or is his head just naturally dented like that? I'm pretty sure that's just his head that has a divot in it. But hate ages you so much. Again, sorry for the jump scare. Hate ages you so much. This 40-year-old man looks much, much older. Let's put Stephen Miller against my mom, who's like 38, 39 years old, when she was wearing the Mockler Media merch. My mom is not a hateful person, and she looks like half Stephen Miller's age. Stephen Miller looks like he's like 55 years old. My mom looks about her age, which is 38 years old. So hate truly does age you. And you can almost just tell by the merch that's being worn. This isn't even a plug, but he's wearing MAGA merch and my mom's wearing Mockler Media merch. Maybe this should be a pitch for Mockler Media merch that we actually removed from the market a few months back. Should we bring back the merch? This is No Kings merch, Mockler Media merch. Either way, I digress. Continuing. So after $32 million got poured into this race, everybody was incredibly mad, saying this is not how United States politics should work. This is not how American democracy should work. But then comes AIPAC just admitting it, just bragging, boasting, coming out swinging, talking about how they beat Thomas Massey. And Thomas Massey punched back, but I think AIPAC is perhaps the most insidious lobbyist special interest group in the United States. They create shell PACs with fake progressive-sounding names in Chicago, then use those shell PACs to basically divide the Democratic Party, divide Americans, and try to push their candidates in the most insidious ways possible. So out of the $32 million spent on the Thomas Massey race, I believe $9 million came from AIPAC, and then other Republican PACs donated the rest. We'll break it down in just one second, but AIPAC says Ed Gallrain's victory in Kentucky and Clay Fuller's win in Georgia ensures two outspoken pro-Israel voices are positioned to fill seats previously held by outspoken detractors, Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Our community was proud to help pro-Israel candidates win these races. You know, part of my favorite aspect of liberal democracy or liberalism is the coexistence of different ideas, differing ideologies, different sexes, different gender orientations, different expressions, all under one society that is imperfect. You know, America is very imperfect, but we have institutions that allow social harmony. My grandpa moved from Syria in the 80s on my dad's side, and he goes to mosque every single Friday. On the way to mosque, he drives past a synagogue, he drives past a church. It's quite a beautiful melting pot that we created in America of differing ideas that can all coexist. But when we have AIPAC and we have special interest groups coming out and saying outspoken detractor Thomas Massey, outspoken detractor Marjorie Taylor Greene had to be voted out, it kind of erodes that freedom to exchange ideas that I value so much in countries like America. And even just saying all this will get people emailing me pissed off saying, Adam, I don't want to hear you talking about America being free or America being good. This is the worst country. People get very mad when I say this, but no, America has an exchange of ideas that is unique. And when stuff like this happens, when insidious special interest groups with hundreds of millions of dollars decide to laser focus on one district, laser focus on people who they deem detractors, laser focus on speech that they dislike, and then try to remove those people because they dislike their speech, something about that is just very, very, I guess I'll keep using the word, insidious. Now, it's still decently within the bounds of the system, but that's because the system is broken. The fact that you can pour all of this money into one race is broken. So Thomas Massey then decides to punch back in a rather clever way. Here's his concession speech. He talks about his candidate being in Tel Aviv. He's joking around, but it's fair game.
All right. Listen, I would have come out sooner, but I had to call my opponent and concede, and it took a while to find Ed Gallrein in Tel Aviv. I did get the call through, though. I have called and conceded the race. We've been honorable the whole time, and we're going to stay that way.
No, I think there was a lot of class in that concession right there. Obviously, I disagree with Thomas Massey on most issues. People always ask me how I feel about him. I mean, he votes with Republicans about 91% of the time. So we're diametrically opposed on almost all issues. Like, we'd vote opposite if we were in Congress. But I also think he's more principled than 99% of these spineless Republicans. And the bar is low, but Thomas Massey is doing a good job of clearing at least that bar. And for that, he lost. For that, AIPAC said, no, you're slightly too principled. You have to have zero morals, zero spine. So we're just going to fund Ed Gallrein and act like he's the next big thing. Even though Thomas Massey was a way better fighter in Congress, way scrappier and way more principled. I mean, Ed Gallrein then held a party last night, and we have some on-the-ground reporting from Liam Niemeyer, who was there. He says, still not many people at Gallrein's party. I'd have to say there's roughly 20 people in this small lobby. There's roughly that many reporters and photographers here as well. So this is Thomas Massey's opponent's victory party. Are we joking here? Is this like a shell candidate? Ed Gallrein has arrived. He says he feels good about the state of the race.
Absolutely. And it's interesting how many, as I navigate these 21 counties, how small they get.
This guy just has no charisma, very little charisma. They said, as far as I can tell, there haven't been any state lawmakers at the party so far. This is compared to Massey, who has strong support from Republican state lawmakers in Northern Kentucky. Okay, so this guy, Ed Gallrein, is going to be a legitimately worse representative for the district because he just doesn't have ties with local lawmakers and businesses in the same way, it seems. Going back on to Thomas Massey's concession speech, people were very pissed off that he made that comment about Tel Aviv. They were saying that he was throwing like anti-Semitic jabs or whatever. But in this case, I think it's quite justified to say what he said about AIPAC and Tel Aviv. Tim Miller from The Bulwark, for example, tweeted out, strange outrage around this. If a gay Lebanese PAC spent $35 million attacking Thomas Massey, I don't think I'd be mad if he then made a joke about Beirut Pride in the concession. You can't smoke someone with a haymaker, like $35 million of money, and then cry foul and get really, really mad when they kick you from the mat. I find that very well said. AIPAC has been launching a brutal campaign against a lot of U.S. politicians, but especially Thomas Massey. So Thomas Massey didn't make a joke like at like Jewish people overall. He just said, oh, my opponent seems to be funded a lot by AIPAC. I called him in Tel Aviv. And then everybody cried foul at that. It seems like a pretty innocuous joke. And I'm somebody who would call out anti-Semitism if I thought it was anti-Semitic. I would be leading the charge in that, but I just don't see it in this case. Going on to Bernie Sanders, who pointed out, AIPAC spent $9 million to take out Representative Thomas Massey. Trump megadonors spent another $7 million, and that was only half of the money spent in the total race. AIPAC's $9 million. Trump mega donors spent $7 million. That is $16 million in total, and they spent $32 million. It was the most ever spent on a House primary race, all because Thomas Massey defied Trump on Gaza and Epstein. No, billionaire super PACs should not buy our elections. One person, one vote. AIPAC is such a good example of the type of disproportionately powerful special interest groups that are able to pour money into races and have way too much pull over races that they really shouldn't have anything to do with it. Massey then briefly bemoaned the death of bipartisanship. He says he doesn't like being called bipartisan. Bi means you like both. I might be transpartisan, said Massey, because I can't identify with either most days. Such a Republican dad joke. He says, bi means you like both, so I might be transpartisan because I can't identify with either most of these days. Good one, Thomas Massey. This brings me finally to Donald Trump's absurd post 18 hours ago. Trump was so worried that Thomas Massey might actually pull this off. Trump was so worried that Thomas Massey might win that he decided to take to his main Twitter account. I covered this yesterday. He took to his main Twitter account, which he barely posts on, in order to send a scathing post about Thomas Massey. Thomas Massey then responded, citing Donald Trump's old endorsement of him in 2022, saying that Congressman Thomas Massey is a conservative warrior, a first-rate defender of the Constitution. He fights hard to protect liberties. This is a ringing endorsement from Donald Trump just a few years back, pre-Iran war. Before Thomas Massey decided he was principled and wanted to release the Epstein files, Donald Trump had his full weight behind him. Now, we've got every single goon within this administration sending out creepy videos and creepy tweets. I mean, let's watch Stephen Miller right here for just one second.
Stephen Miller here to talk with you about a very important subject, which is how Tom Massey betrayed America, betrayed you, and betrayed your children.
Children? This is some sick, sick stuff from sick in the head Stephen Miller. Thomas Massey voted to release the Epstein files and voted against the war. That protects the future generations of America, but I'm assuming Stephen Miller is going to start frothing at the mouth about immigrants and immigration. It's really the only topic he has. Let's keep listening. By the way, this is Stephen Miller running a victory lap because money distorted American politics. I mean, he did the same thing after Elon Musk poured $300 million into the last election.
The single most important issue affecting the future of our country is ending the mass third world invasion of America and reversing that invasion.
That's the single most important issue?
And on the most important issue, on the most important vote, on the most important bill, on the most important day, Tom Massey sided with every House Democrat, every Senate Democrat, Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer against President Trump, against the American people, and against you and your family.
He voted against crazy omnibus bills that would, on one hand, enact mass deportations that ruin our economy, but on the other hand, would also help the richest of the rich and ruin our economy.
When the time came to vote for President Trump's signature border security and immigration enforcement bill, the bill to provide record funding for ICE and Border Patrol and mass deportation, Tom Massey voted no. Tom Massey voted to kill the bill. Tom Massey sided with the House and Senate Democrats over the sovereignty of this republic. I personally called Tom Massey and I said, Tom, this is the most important vote of your life and career. This is the vote to reverse the invasion of America. We need your vote. We need your support. And Tom Massey said we can all pound sand.
Dude, this guy's like already running out of breath. This is like the weird kid in high school that would be ranting about, you know, Nazi Germany in the corner of the room, except Stephen Miller is at the highest levels of our government and trying to recreate that same cadence. Like, the way he speaks is not an accident. When he's speaking in this tone, he betrayed the American people. He betrayed all of us. Like, he's trying to give a, like, World War II Nazi Germany-esque speaking cadence when attacking his political opponent. Remember earlier in this video when I talked about the beauty of America and the beauty of liberalism and the coexistence of different ideas? People like Stephen Miller will work day in and day out for the rest of their lives in order to make sure that this type of freedom of speech and exchange of ideas is not allowed. Look how mad he's getting because Thomas Massey voted with the Democrats on one bill that he dislikes. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate all of this, make sure you drop a like. If you made it this far in the video, drop a blue heart and go check out some more Adam Mockler videos. That is the best way to tell YouTube to recommend our channel more. I love you all and peace out.